I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. It's now official. Egypt's news agency announced today that deposed President Hosni Mubarak will face trial in Cairo on charges of corruption and ordering the killing of protesters. Mubarak set to return to the Egyptian capital for the first time since he was ousted on February 11th. Since then, he's been undergoing medical treatment at a hospital in Sharm el-Sheikh. Even with Mubarak gone, demonstrations continue against the generals who took over the government, and the protesters are getting more and more frustrated, as the world's Matthew Bell reports.
One of the Egyptian state-run TV channels this week put an icon in the upper left-hand corner of the screen. It's a handshake with the caption, "The army and the people are one revolution." At the start of their uprising 6 months ago, very few Egyptians would have questioned that sentiment. But times have changed. 22-year-old Hani Abdelradi and a few comrades beat the afternoon heat sitting in a tent equipped with an electric fan. For nearly 3 weeks now, they've been camped out in Cairo's Tahrir Square. Abdelradi says hundreds of demonstrators have retaken the square for one simple reason. The demands of the revolution have not been met. Since January 25th, when everything started, we have been demanding freedom and social justice, he says. And the military that rules the country now, it's just like the regime under Hosni Mubarak. Demonstrators in the square have lost patience with the Egyptian army, and the feeling is mutual. This past Saturday was a real low point. Thousands of protesters marched from Tahrir Square toward Cairo's military headquarters, and things got ugly. Soldiers fired warning shots in the air when clashes broke out between demonstrators and crowds of men in civilian clothes. It's not entirely clear who they were. Pro-military youth from the neighborhood, or, as some have said, hired thugs. In any case, the melee went on for hours and several hundred people were injured. The military blamed the Tahrir demonstrators for the trouble, even accusing some of its most prominent leaders of being foreign-funded saboteurs. A leading Islamist group went further. Jamaa Islamiya issued a statement saying its members would lead a march of ultra-conservative Salafi Muslims to Tahrir this Friday to, quote, cleanse the square. The group soon retracted the threat, but the heated atmosphere has raised the prospect of more violence ahead of tomorrow's mass rally in Tahrir Square. And for the last 2 days, it's prompted public calls for calm. Leaders from some of Egypt's most influential political factions shut themselves into a cramped meeting room yesterday. They emerged with a statement they said represents a consensus among supporters of the revolution. Hussam Abu el-Mukheri is with a Salafi group called the New Muslim Right Coalition. He told me, despite the disagreements, there's a good spirit between the different groups here. All of us will demonstrate together on Friday, he said. But will it be peaceful, I asked. Very, very peaceful, he said. Then he added, we hope Friday will be a success. If the youth in Tahrir want to continue their sit-in protest, that is their right. For now, Islamist and secular leaders are publicly calling for unity. They're playing down their biggest disagreement. Secular groups want a set of rules that would limit Islamist influence on the process of rewriting Egypt's constitution, which will follow elections this fall. Islamists see the move as a threat to Islam and Sharia law. In a bid to preempt any violence, tomorrow's mass demonstration has been given the name Consensus Friday. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Cairo.